Hi, this is Pastor Roger Jimenez from Verity Baptist Church in Sacramento, California. Today I'm making a video to answer the question, what is the difference between a psychopath and a sociopath? Many psychologists debate today over what is a psychopath and what is a sociopath and whether there's a difference between the two. Some psychologists choose to see both as the same and they use the terms synonymously. However, Dr. Robert Hare, who is the leading expert in psychopathy, he sees psychopathy and sociopathy as two different things. The way that Robert Hare puts it is that he would put psychopathy under the category of nature, and those are his words, not mine, and he would put sociopathy under the category of nurture, meaning it's a result of how somebody was raised or how they were brought up. Now, according to Robert Hare, a psychopath is someone who lacks a conscience and someone who lacks empathy. Now, the Bible taught about these types of people thousands of years ago. The Bible calls someone without a conscience and without empathy a reprobate. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 8, the Bible says about these men that they resist the truth. They're men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. In Romans 1:28, the Bible says this, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. When the Bible uses these terms, men of corrupt minds or men of a reprobate mind, it's referring to the fact that their conscience has been seared. 1 Timothy 4:2 says, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Not only does the Bible say that a reprobate lacks a conscience, but the Bible also teaches that a reprobate lacks empathy. In Romans 1:31 and also in 2 Timothy 3:3, it uses this phrase to describe a reprobate. It says that they are without natural affection. So in the Bible, we have people who lack a conscience and lack empathy, the Bible calls them a reprobate. Psychologists look at people who lack a conscience and who lack empathy, and they call them a psychopath. And we made a documentary proving that these two are one and the same. They're psychopath reprobates. Now, a sociopath, according to Dr. Robert Hare, is someone who does the same things that a psychopath does, meaning they manipulate, they scheme, they cause insurrection, they cause chaos everywhere they go, yet they do have a conscience and they do feel empathy. The difference between a sociopath and a normal person is that a sociopath's conscience and a sociopath's empathy is skewed by the nurture they received or the way that they were raised, to where they do have a conscience that they follow and they do have empathy, but it's different than how we would see it. Here's an example. Someone who may have been raised in a heavy welfare mentality type of upbringing may think it's totally fine and acceptable, and it may not hurt their conscience to go to a big store like Walmart or Target and steal and shoplift, and it might not harm their conscience at all, because in their mind they think, these people who own this company are millionaires, they should be helping the poor anyway, I'm not hurting anybody. Where that same person may feel different about somebody, you know, mugging them at gunpoint on the street, because that's more personal. Now, someone else may have been raised, you know, in a Christian home where stealing's wrong no matter what the circumstances, and it's wrong to steal from an individual, and it's as wrong to steal from a store. So there you can see kind of an example of how someone may follow a conscience that has been skewed based on how they were raised. You know, in this example, if they were raised in a heavy welfare mentality. So what I want to do is I want to give you two biblical examples. One of a psychopath, or what the Bible would call a reprobate, and one which I believe to be a sociopath, meaning they're not a reprobate. Now, the examples I want to give you are the examples of Korah in the Old Testament and the example of Absalom, also in the Old Testament. If you're familiar with the story of Korah and Absalom, they basically did the same thing. They both caused rebellion and insurrection against their leaders. Korah rebelled against Moses, Absalom rebelled against David, and they both basically did it the same way. They did it by using backbiting, manipulation, by causing other people to follow them and to turn against their leaders. In Jude 1:11, the Bible talks about the gainsaying of Korah. And if you remember the story of Korah, he basically manipulated people around him, Dathan, Abiram, and also the princes of the leaders there in the assembly to rise up against Moses. Well, if you study the story of Absalom, he basically did the same thing. He used manipulation and flattery. The Bible says that he stole the hearts of the men of Israel and even the heart of Ahithophel in order to bring insurrection against David. Now, the Bible is clear that Korah was a reprobate false prophet. The Bible makes it very clear that he was a reprobate. The question is, was Absalom a reprobate? And I don't believe Absalom was a reprobate. I believe Absalom was actually what you and I would consider a sociopath today. And I'll give you some things to consider in regards to that. You know, why do I believe that Absalom was a sociopath? Well, number one, he showed deep empathy for his sister Tamar when she was raped. 2 Samuel 13 and verse 22, the Bible says this, "And Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad, for Absalom hated Amnon, because he had forced his sister Tamar." If you're familiar with the story, Amnon raped his half-sister Tamar, which was Absalom's full sister, and Absalom felt deep empathy for his sister because of the fact that she had been raped by Amnon. Secondly, if you look at the story, Absalom also followed his skewed conscience in the story. In the story, he's doing what he believes is right by bringing judgment upon Amnon because his father David is not doing that. 2 Samuel 13:32 says this, "And Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother, answered and said, Let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men, the king's sons." This is when Absalom kills Amnon. David hears the reports. He thinks that Absalom killed all of the king's sons, but here Jonadab is clarifying. He says, "For Amnon only is dead, for by the appointment of Absalom, this had been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar." So we see here that Absalom has been scheming and planning to have revenge against Amnon, but he's following his conscience and he's doing what he believes to be right, and he's doing it as a result of deep empathy for his sister. You know, the next question for a sociopath is that they are raised, they are nurtured to be the type of people that are selfish and self-centered to the point where they would manipulate things and they would scheme things to get their way. Do we see this in the life of Absalom? Well, Absalom was raised by David. And something that's interesting that's said by Tamar to Amnon right before she's raped about her father David is this. 2 Samuel 13 and verse 12 says, "And she answered him, Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly." Verse 13 says, "And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee." This is Tamar speaking to her half-brother Amnon about her father. She says, "I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee." And she's basically saying, you know what? You know that David doesn't withhold anything from his children. He gives them whatever they want. And that kind of shows you that Absalom might have been raised in a home where he just got whatever he wanted, and he became a selfish, kind of self-absorbed person that caused him to have a personality disorder that would cause him to manipulate, to scheme, to lie in order to get his way. Yet he was doing it by following his skewed sense of conscience and doing it as a result of the deep empathy that he had for his sister. So even though Absalom basically did the same things that Korah did, who the Bible tells us was a reprobate and we believe a psychopath, Absalom did it in the same way as Korah, yet Absalom on the outside may have seemed a lot like Korah, but on the inside was a different type of person. So what are the takeaways for this video? Well, first of all, realize that both a psychopath and a sociopath are dangerous people. Now, one lacks a conscience and lacks empathy because God gave them over to a reprobate mind, while the other one, a sociopath, has a conscience and has empathy, but it's been skewed by the way that they were raised, by decisions that they've made in life, by the way they see the world in general. Because of that, you need to realize that when you're dealing with a problem person like this in church that is causing all sorts of problems for you, you may not necessarily know whether you're dealing with a psychopath or a sociopath. Now, there is one exception to that. Because of the fact that I don't believe a sociopath is a reprobate, I don't believe that a sociopath will go into the unnatural sins. Those are the things like sodomy, pedophilia, bestiality, things like that. So if you're dealing with someone who's causing all sorts of problems in church, and then maybe later it's found out that they're also molesting children, that's obviously a psychopath reprobate because they went into unnatural things. With that said, because I don't believe a sociopath is a reprobate, I do believe that a sociopath can be saved. But either way, whether you're dealing with a psychopath or a sociopath, realize that these people are going to be problem people and they're going to be extremely dangerous. And even if you're dealing with a sociopath that has the ability to be saved, they're still going to be really rotten church members. They're going to cause all sorts of problems for the congregation and for the leadership. I also want to say one more thing, because I made a video about psychopaths earlier, and I think some of our church people might have got a little freaked out and thought that maybe there's a psychopath running around in our church. And I just want to be clear that I'm making these videos to promote our documentary, Psychopath Reprobate, and I don't know of any psychopaths in our church. Now, there may be a few sociopaths, but I don't know of any psychopaths, you know, but we should always be vigilant in keeping our eyes open for anybody who's trying to cause problems within a church. Because remember that these are the types of people that are going to split churches, that are going to draw away disciples after themselves, that are going to try to stop the work of God within the house of God. If you're interested in learning more about psychopathy and what the Bible teaches about psychopaths, I would encourage you to watch our full-length documentary called Psychopath Reprobates. You can find the link in the section below this video. And if you like these videos, I want to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you have an idea of a video that we could make, maybe something going on in current events, or maybe a biblical question that we can answer, please make sure to leave your idea in the comments below. I hope that this was helpful. Thanks for watching.